Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that brought thunderstorms to the area late last evening and for the overnight hours. The front will continue to track off the eastern seaboard, and a northwesterly breeze will be gusty all day long, continuing to bring in much drier air at the surface. Still, with upper-level energy pivoting around the back side of the system, we'll have a fair amount of cloud cover spilling in from southern Canada, and this could lead to a passing isolated shower primarily over the higher terrain during the afternoon hours. With that northwesterly breeze, temperatures will start out chilly in the 50s but wind up close to the 70-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. This will lead us to a cool night tonight with readings back into the 40s to around 50 under mostly clear skies. So we'll start the holiday weekend off dry with lots of sunshine on Saturday. However, clouds will increase again as another front approaches from the west. Right now it looks mostly dry through the afternoon with the chance of showers by the end of the day and after dark Saturday night. Perhaps even a few thunderstorms as upper level energy gets involved with the front. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the lower 70s. That front will move through the region, then stall out nearby to our south on Sunday. The result will be partly sunny skies and just the outside risk of a shower, especially in the morning, but mainly dry weather in the afternoon. And it'll be warmer with high temperatures approaching 80. For Memorial Day, high pressure will push in from the north, and mostly sunny skies will be the result with dry weather highs in the mid-70s. Next week, it looks like another front will approach with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s before a strong ridge builds in, pushing us well into the 80s by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very active weather pattern is forecast to continue across the central part of the country through the end of the week and the first part of the weekend. This is in response to a strong upper-level trough situated over the Intermountain West and a large ridge over the southeastern United States. A clash of air masses from the southern plains to the Ohio Valley will support multiple episodes of severe weather, along with the threat for additional flash flooding in the general vicinity of a slow-moving frontal boundary where multiple waves of low pressure will be developing along it. The first of these surface lows is already moving into the Canadian Maritimes, with a cold front pushing across the Ohio Valley, bringing cooler temperatures for the end of the week and going into the first part of the weekend. A second low-pressure system will develop across the western high plains and lift northeastward across the northern plains and upper Midwest by this evening. This will shift the threat for severe weather and flash flooding farther northeast toward the upper Midwest today and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 39 degrees with a west wind at 64, gusting to 84 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 48, 67% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 gusting to 30 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds and breezy near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 64, that's 4 degrees above normal. 34 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.79 inches, which is 19 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 15.43 inches for the year, which is 1.66 inches of precipitation above normal. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, 183, and 6,260 for the season, which is 329 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 50, the record high, 92, set in 1964, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s, a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Saturday night, and the risk of a shower on Sunday morning, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 80. Mostly sunny on Memorial Day in the mid-70s, more clouds than sun Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms upper 70s, very warm on Wednesday in the upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds, and back to a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Thursday in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.